18-year-old Amirthon from the Juet clan of Jalepayam in Bor County committed suicide on Sunday following a standoff between her family and her lover over a bride price. Thon's cousins Manyang Jok says the young woman had eloped with a man from Mawarial County in Lagos State a week earlier. Jok says his cousin's family brought her back home because the man had only 4 cows, which they said was not enough for the bride price. He says the family wanted Thon to marry another man who was willing to pay more cattle for her hand in marriage. Jok says Thon insisted on marrying the man she loved, and when her parents did not allow her to do so, she committed suicide.
This young lady was taken by a man from Aliap, and she was brought back home and later taken up to Juba by the family because the man had no dowry. We told her to wait at home as the family would decide whether to give her back to that man or not. But she escaped from Juba and went back to that man. And again, she was brought back home. In the process, there she took a rope, went to the house and locked it. We broke the door and found she hanged herself. She was still alive, and we took her to Bor Hospital, where she later succumbed to the wounds on her neck.
Civil society activist Bol Dengbol is with the Bor-based advocacy group Interpret South Sudan. Bol says forced marriages violate South Sudanese laws, and whoever forces a person to marry another person should face justice. Thon's mother, 37-year-old Bol Yara Nyeth, says she regrets the death of her elder daughter.
This child is my own child. I didn't intend anything but to happen to her. I didn't know she would do such thing. I always stood with her, and she knew that there was a man who had flesh to pay 30 cows as dowry, and the family was yet to make the final decision about it. Maybe she assumed that she would be forced, but I cannot accept to sell my child. Even though I'm poor, she took that decision, and now I am left in shock.
Jonglei State Police spokesperson Major Majang Tuor confirms the police are aware of the incident, but says no one was arrested. He says police are trying to locate and identify the parents of the deceased woman for the investigation.
Yes, of course the police is aware, and there is no any single person who has visited any police station to open the case and narrate how the incident occurred. Anyway, the police is trying to find out the concerned relative of the victim in order to let the public know what was the root cause of the suicide mission of that young lady. And once we are through that process, then we shall let the public aware.
To urge members of public to report to police as soon as possible safety-related incidents such as suicide. Jonglei State Gender Minister William Kwalchol says it is sad to see a young woman commit suicide because she was forced into a marriage.
As the Minister of Gender, we are trying to advocate through the community leadership, giving them workshops in order to eradicate this early marriage or false marriage as a real threat.
Malanga Yuen Mawir, the acting Bor County Paramount Chief, says ending child and forced marriages is a long-term undertaking that requires comprehensive and coordinated action by the government in partnership with civil society groups and other relevant stakeholders. He says parental consent should not be used as an excuse for allowing earlier and forced marriages.
It's not good to be forced to marry a man, and also a girl should not insist to marry a man that the family has not consented. She should be patient at home and until the family understand themselves. My advice to these people is that they shouldn't involve violence in settling family issues such as marriage, violent wooden situations.
In 2016, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution to eliminate child, earlier and forced marriage globally, with a resolution that called on states to strengthen laws and policies to protect women and girls from what the UN calls this harmful practice. The legal age for marriage in South Sudan is 18. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.